Big news, Chiefs, they trade away Alex Smith to the Washington Redskins.
No trade, of course, can become official until the start of the league year, but this one will be finalized.
Good morning. DJ, I'm Alex. Nice to meet you. No worries. No worries. Nice to meet you.
Expected to sign a four-year, $94 million extension.
Or just, yeah.
You know what you get for Alex Smith.
The Redskins just got a franchise quarterback.
Doug, what's up?
Yeah.
It's official. Yeah, checking it out.
Quarterback's here to say hi.
Quarterback's here to say hi. Oh, great. Hey, welcome to Redskin Park.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, appreciate it. Yeah, good to be here.
Good.
Did you have fun last night?
Yeah, it was good. It was a good time.
Did you like that area?
Yeah, it was nice. Really nice. Got to actually look at a few places. It was good.
Did you check out the course?
Little, just from afar, just out the window, you know. It's a good hang. It's a good hang.
Certainly seems like this is a quarterback that Jay Gruden will enjoy, love to feature, and be absolutely fine playing to his strengths.
We're excited. You know, Alex has done a lot in his career already, and there's a lot more for him to do and accomplish. But, you know, the consistency that he has playing a position, winning football games, is really only matched by a few guys the last 5 years. He's won over 50 games the last 5 years, and I think only Russell Wilson and Tom Brady have done that. So, that speaks very highly of him, and I know he's a great guy, great character, and a great leader.
Three, two, one. Time has come for Redskins Nation, presented by Crop Metcalf, and he's here. We heard from him yesterday. Alex Smith is a Redskin.
Yeah, thank you.
Welcome to the building. And how much of a whirlwind has the last couple days been? Because I know the anticipation probably was building for you.
Yeah, it's been crazy. It's funny. I feel like, you know, trade happened so long ago, unofficially. You know, and to sit around and finally have it take place is nice. You know, now that we can kind of finally talk about it and it's all out there. But yeah, finally glad to be on board, that it's done. I'm ready to get to work, you know, enough of the, kind of speculation and the hearsay, you know.
You know, you're coming to a team that has a pretty good Mount Rushmore of quarterbacks.
Yeah.
You know, you know who they are.
Yes.
So how does that make you feel coming to an organization that holds your position in such highest? I mean, every quarterback on every team has to play well. But if you take a look at the history of this team, some of the greatest names ever.
Yeah, no question. I think that only, I mean, listen, to play for an organization that has this kind of tradition and legacy as an organization, and then you even, you know, and then obviously to take a look at the QBs that have played here, the big wins they've had, the championships, the Super Bowls, it has to get you fired up. It has to get you excited, right? I mean, we're all little kids at some point, right? You know, to have ever dreamt about, you know, putting on this uniform and playing and, yeah, it gets you going to have the opportunity, to be in that line, is exciting, you know, and obviously you got to play up to that standard, so.
First NFL superstar, Sammy Ball.
Yep.
Can you punt?
Not as well as him, I know. Yeah, I know.
He's still got records.
Yeah, I know, still records. Yeah. He still has completion records, I think, for a long time.
He's got a lot of records. Also a DB, of course, different
era.
So here's a great era of the team. What do you think of Sonny
Jurgens? Yeah, Sonny, legend. This is the O-line, right? This is
the Hogs.
Yep.
That was,
yeah. How you doing?
Team,
okay, Alex.
Nice,
yeah, nice to meet you.
Brett,
Alex, nice to meet you. Yeah.
How things going?
Good, good.
Yeah.
Sonny, yeah.
My
wife's out with me, not the kids.
And you got two, right?
Three little ones, yeah, two boys and a girl. So they'll be almost 7 and 5. They both have birthdays coming up. So yeah, doing good. Yeah, excited to be on board.
Hey,
cool.
Board.
Yeah, thanks. Good appreciate that. Yeah, good seeing you guys. Yeah, nice meeting you. Yeah, coach. Yeah, good to see you. Yep. Yeah, good to see you.
What's up, Redskins fans? I'm Perry Mattern. This is Alex Smith. You likely know who he is. New quarterback of the Washington Redskins. We're coming to you live here from Redskins Park. Well, people want to know about Vernon Davis. And Mike asking, how's it feel to be working with Vernon again?
Yeah, awesome. I'm pumped. You know, Vernon and I, you know, such good buddies. You know, we've had so much history together. You know, so to still be rolling now and reconnect, you know, down the line is exciting.
Still,
I mean, still rolling,
right?
You know, to watch. He's part of that. So to watch the film last year, the last couple of years, and still see all the plays that he continues to make. I'm excited about it. He's such an awesome person, awesome teammate. So I look forward to being out there and kind of continuing to make plays with him.
All right. Well, your excitement's making me excited. Yeah, I hope it's making all you guys out there excited as well. Alex will be on the podium 5:30, his press conference, streaming on Redskins.com. Make sure to check that out, and we'll see you next time.
Yeah, sorry. I just tried to save it. Yeah.
We knew somewhere along the line we had to find a quarterback. And we went through them all. But we all came up with the same consensus. And then we finally got together and we came up with Alex Smith. He chose us. And he chose us for a reason. It's because of who we are, the legacy of the Washington Redskins, the history of the Washington Redskins. Jay, he know what Jay offense is all about. But we're going to bring Alex Smith up.
The secret's been out about this for quite some time, but now that you're here and you hear Doug Williams talk about your future as the Redskins, how does it all feel?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I've been waiting on this for a long time, right? I mean, I think everybody knew, but the funny rules and can't talk about certain things and timing and deadlines and things like that. So glad it's finally here. The ball can start rolling, and the sooner we can get to work, I can get to work. That's what we're all here for.
What is it that attracted you to this place when you looked from the outside? Why did you want to be here?
I think as a quarterback, you certainly watch a lot of film, right? We spend a lot of time in the film room. You get to see a lot of other defenses, but you get to see a lot of other offenses. And certainly from afar, watching everything that's kind of taken place here over the years, the system, the guys that are here, looked fun. Looked like it'd be wanted to be a part of it.
Look at some of your history. You had 7 different offensive coordinators in your first 7 years in the league. Some struggles, some injuries, team not successful. How did that prepare you for kind of the reboot of your career after that, I guess?
Everybody's path is different. No two are the same. And I think through all of it, you just try to, like Doug said, I think you want to maintain a looking forward. Right? I think you want to continue to try to get better. The common denominator amongst all, I think, successful veterans when I was a young player, especially quarterbacks, was that they were tough, and I think the guys that were mentally tough, that kept getting back up, that kept going at it, finding a way, getting better, never stopped improving, in all aspects. For me, those guys were great examples for me. And I think I've strived to do that. I think I still strive to do that. It never ends. You kind of continue the chase.
Why was this a place you wanted to be? You talked a little bit in your press conference about the offense and what you hope for. What are you expecting that to be like?
I think we're all looking for the best opportunity to win. I think that's the bottom line. We all want a chance to go out there, have success, win, have a chance to win a championship. I think that's what we're all chasing. So certainly there's a lot of factors that go into that, and you try to weigh all of them, and I felt like this was the place.